Om Shanti. Now, we are starting very important, interesting and essential session, stress management. I invite all the speakers on the dais, Dr. Prem Masan, Dr. Manu Kothari, Dr. Sachin Parab, kindly take your seat on the dais. I will request Brahma Kumari sisters to offer badges to the speakers. I invite Dr. Manu Kothari, please come on the dais. Now, first of all, let us start with 3 minutes meditation, which gives us mental and physical relaxation. आज का टॉपिक स्ट्रेस मैनेजमेंट. जब व्हेन वी आर स्टार्टिंग अबाउट स्ट्रेस मैनेजमेंट, एज ऑलरेडी डिस्कस्ड इन सो मेनी लेक्चर्स, दैट स्ट्रेस इज अ नंबर वन किलर, साइलेंट किलर. इट इज जस्ट लाइक अ स्लो पॉइजन. बट इवन दो मेनी साइकोलॉजिस्ट एंड साइकियाट्रिस्ट believe that minimum amount of stress is essential for progress in life, I think we should not tell that it is stress, not tension, but we should add A before tension, that is attention. Attention is definitely required. All attention without tension, that is meditation. We should create attention on our thoughts, our expression, our actions, our speech, our attitude, our behavior, our action, everything. So, not tension, but attention is everywhere required. Now, stress is equal to pressure of the situation divided by coping capacity of the individual. So I think when we are not able to change the external situations, at least we can empower us. We should have inner empowerment by meditation, by spiritual knowledge, by divine virtues, and by good action. And to me, since practicing meditation and spirituality since 32 years, really I definitely believe that meditation is the best tonic and medicine for the relief of stress. Now, I invite Dr. Prem Masan to discuss this topic. Dr. Prem Masan is honorary radiation oncologist, giving honorary services in 1997 to Global Hospital, Mount Abu. Dr. Prem Masan is very active, very efficient, accurate, alert, enthusiastic, and very lovely, cheerful, and kind. He is embodiment of love. He believes that love is a human eternal nature. And we also know Christ has also told that love thy neighbor as thyself. And it is said that love is the lock to open the lock of the lock. So, I will invite Dr. Prem Masan to share his views.
Good morning. Greetings of love and peace to all of you. Honorable Dr. Manu Kothari, Dr. Sachin, Dr. Kokela, and all the divine souls, gifted souls who were sent by God to in this campus. It was very nice in the morning session, all the technical part, hardware was covered by our honorable speakers. So I will not go in all those details, but I will share what I have learned by coming here since 1997 in Mount Abu, and basically it is a soft part, software. And once our software is good, our hardware also work good. It is said life is 10% what actually happened to us, 90% how we react to it. So 10% is not in my hand, but at least 90% is in my hand, which I can manage by proper methodology techniques. It is also said genes are loaded guns, lifestyle is the trigger. So genes are there, but their expression, mutation depend on my lifestyle. So if my lifestyle is good, I will not able to express them in my body. What I will say that I will minimize the triggers which is activating my hypothalamo-pituitary-adrenal axis. So once I am able to command this axis, there will be less release of stress hormone in the body and I can command my life. As Gita said, Vivekananda said, do not control the life, become the master of the mind. That is what we are learning here, that many situations are not in my control, but I can manage those situations which are in my control and accept those situations which are in not my control and able to change them from negative to positive. In Chinese language, they say crisis got two meanings. We all have to face crisis in our life, situations in life. Crisis means, one means danger, and other mean crisis means opportunity. And that is where we have to convert a danger into opportunity, a negative situation into positive situation, and that God has given us enough power. As our Honorable President said, ignited mind is the greatest resource on the earth. The greatest weapon God has given to us is ignited mind. And once I can activate this software every day in the morning, I can play my Mahabharat match every day during daytime so that I can relax in the night, calm and quiet. I will start with a beautiful story of Confucius, a Chinese philosopher. That has given me a lot of insight and I learned a lot from that. This philosopher was on his dying bed, last days were there, and all his family members, they were standing nearby. Suddenly philosopher asked, what is there in my mouth? The person said, tongue. Then philosopher asked, what is there in your mouth? The person said, tongue and teeth both. The philosopher said that if you want to live a good quality life, a healthy life, be soft, gentle, like tongue. When we are born, tongue come first, teeth come later on. But when we leave this body, teeth disappear first, tongue remain there. So my message is, be soft, gentle, like tongue. And in this 21st century, I will add, be tough like steel. As Vivekananda say, we need people with iron brain and steel nervous system so that our triggers become less and less. Otherwise, watching a cricket match, a good cricket match can give heart attack to a person. Winning a football match by Brazil in last World Cup, given 5 heart attack. I always tell God, why you have given us so delicate coronary arteries? If God would have given us steel coronary artery, there would be no spasm, no heart attack, and we would have lived a healthy life. But that switch control God has kept to himself. Because we don't have a safety valve like a pressure cooker. When pressure is more, whistle is there, pressure become normal. If God would have given us this safety valve, whenever stress is there, anger is there, whistle is there, I can become normal. Now whistle is there, I should become normal. But that whistle goes to our target organs of the body, and that is what many psychosomatic diseases are becoming very common. Incorrect perception leads to confusion. Correct perception leads to fusion. And that is what meditation means, is a fusion of two energies. And whenever there is a fusion, there is a creative energy created in our body, and that we can channelize in our own way. Conscious mind is a 10%, subconscious mind is a 90%. So a patient went to doctor with third degree burns in the both ears. Doctor say, how come it happened? He say, I was ironing and my mobile was there nearby. As soon as there was a ring, instead of mobile, I took the iron and given the answer. Then how come second ear burned? He says, it was second ring was there, again I took the iron. And that is why now latest stress is a mobile stress. Because due to this technology, we are not able to give time to our own self. This is the first major problem of 21st century. We are not giving time appointment to our own self. We are not communicating to our own self, and that is why the freedom of the soul gets entrapped, and that is where stress starts. Next. So, man is designed for accomplishment, engineered for success, and endowed with the seeds of greatness. All three are there in a human soul. It depends on his adaptability. Adaptability means freedom from conditioning response. Generally, we respond to any situation according to our past memories, past perceptions. And that is where fear starts in our response. Adaptability means how I am going to give response to this situation without any past mixing of my perceptions. And that is called guess. Guess means general adaptability syndrome. It depends on our physical capacity, mental capacity, emotional capacity, spiritual capacity. In other language nowadays it is called IQ, EQ, SQ. We need IQ, we need EQ, we need SQ. We need stamina in our body. We need strength in our mind. We need endurance in the soul. All three can combine together, give a better response to any situation. First, again. In one of the survey, they have seen who lived longer. Who lived longer, 100 years? The first thing they have watched in these people who lived very longer, more than 100 years, responding creatively to change. We all know change is coming in our medical scenario also. To accept the change which we are facing in this century and act creatively. Otherwise, whenever change is there and if we don't able to cope up, stress there. Losing the job, changing the job, going to new country, that can give rise to stress, but if I am able to cope up, I can keep a balance. Freedom from anxiety. Little bit anxiety is always there in a human being. I will say anxiety is a negative word, concern. There should be concern, but there should be not over anxiety. Nowadays our sisters, they say 4 type of people. 1. 4 type of worried people. 1. They got worried due to their own problem. Other, they are worried due to problems of others. What we call in Hindi, dukhi. Khud ke dukhon se dukhi, dusron ke dukhon se dukhi. 3. Dusron ke sukhon se dukhi. And 4th, without any reason they are dukhi. Number 3 and 4 are increasing in the society. 1st and 2nd is good, but we have to overcome. 3rd, continue ability to create. Leadership means how you turn information into vision. Information is there, but a leader is one who turns this information into insight. He creates a vision. And in this 21st century, if I want to survive, I have to be creative. I have to create my own path, my own technique, so that I will able to survive in competition. And as we know, in 21st century, competition is increasing. High level of adaptive energy and want to stay alive. There should be continuous purpose in the life. They say those who got purpose in their life, they live longer. They get healing faster. Those people who always say, I am retired, everything is done, then God all start thinking, they are retired, they don't have any work, let me give them some work. So they get diseases very faster. That is why I always create that aliveness, that I am alive. I am active, I am alert, because the first thing we learn in meditation is create your purpose, create your meaning. Why I am drinking, why I am eating, create everything in your mind with meaning. Otherwise, as doctor already said, in this 21st century we are facing type A people more. Type A means fast, hurried, impatient, without any reason they are running. I remember very good saying by Dr. Mishra, a cardiologist in Chennai Hospital. He said, people are becoming neurotic. If this phase will continue, people will become psychotic. What is neurotic? One who is making castles in air. What is psychotic? One who is living in that castle. And what is psychiatrist? One who is taking the rent for living in that castle is psychiatrist. And that is why we are running one-day match. We want to play one-day match in our mind. Body also play one-day match. That is why whenever we feel depression here, body also feel depression. That is why majority heart attacks are Monday morning. Majority accident, Monday morning. Why Monday morning? When I get up Monday morning after enjoying weekend, start thinking, same work, same job, same people, same boss. What is there anything good today? Here I am feeling not better. Here coronary say, okay, if you are not feeling better, I will also not feel better, and constriction is there. That is why unstable angina, chest pain, they are becoming very common, particularly on Monday morning. That is what I say. Every day we have to create new vision in our life. Next, I will not go in definition. Basically, stress means stress is a mismatch between resources and demands. Whenever we don't have resources and demand is more, then our body is not able to cope up that situation and then start sending futile attempt to our body. Next, these are our frustrations. Suppress emotions which we feel and we try to express in a negative way. And whenever we try to express in a negative way, then our futility attempts become more pathological in our body. This is a negative body language, reacting negative to situation. It affects our total nervous system, and that is why arthritis, spondylitis, back pain are becoming very common. We are becoming very stiff, and if I become very stiff all the time like this, it will affect my ligament and soft tissue, and that is why it is very essential to release yourself whenever you are free from your role and title. Once if I am wearing my role and title all the time, I am this, then it will affect my ligament. So meditation first means detach from your role. Whenever it is possible, in every day, if I give 1 minute to myself every 2 hours, I am a beautiful point of light. I am source of energy. Allow that energy to travel to all the organs of the body and then again start act. So that is why it is say, do not react, act. We all are beautiful actors sent by the God here. Our job is to act, not react. Whenever we react, our body also reacts. Next, these are the two mechanisms given by the God for our protection. One is a logical and one is emotional. As a human being, our job is to keep a balance of both. Life is not illogical, life is not emotional. People become sometimes too logical, sometimes become too emotional. Both can give rise to many problems in our life. That is why in our India we do Namaste. Why we do Namaste? Is a joining of two sides. It is a balance of two hemispheres. That is why when we do Namaste, we say, मैं दिल और दिमाग से आपके साथ हूँ. Logical and soft part. Heart part, soft part. Male, female. So, with head and heart, I am with you. Whenever we do in Western country, one hand handshake, 50% I am with you. That is why our Indian tradition is highest tradition. So, the first management is keeping a balance between both. Where I have to be logical, where I have to be emotional. And beautiful, it was shown in our Indian mythology, Gita. Shri Krishna personality. One side he is in active action, war training to Arjuna. Other side he is a child eating butter, playing flute. Both are there, master and the child. Once we keep both in balance, our energy level is there. Otherwise, if we become too logical, too emotional, that give lot of problems to us. So, what is life? L-I-F-E. Life means infinite flow of energy. L-I-F-E. Infinite flow of energy, which is called L-Love. If love is there, life is there. If love is not there, fear is there, and then we start running. Due to fear, we run. Due to love. We live. That is why we say alone, isolation. Alone, A-L-O-N-E. If we add one more L, all one. L is love. Love is the synthesis of human souls. When love is there, we all are one. Universe. Universe means one beautiful song. So, life means allowing this flow continuously in our life. In Indian mythology, all the deities, they are shown like this. Even the Lakshmi is shown like this. But what we do? This is a symbol of what? Coming and going, giving and receiving. If I am allowing to flow this thing, I am healthy. But what we do, as Epictetus said, a Greek philosopher in 1st century, from which I learned lot and I changed myself, all unhappiness arise in trying to control people, trying to control situation over which we don't have any control. And in trying to do this, we send futile attempt to our body. And that is why the first principle is flowing and flexibility. As Dr. Deepak Chopra said, currency means current. Currency means current. Current is good when it is flowing. That is why Lakshmi is shown like this. Wealth is coming, money is coming and falling down. But what we are doing? Trying to block the money. That is why block is start here. So first thing is, do not block anything in the life. Happiness is along the path, not at the end of the journey. खुशी यात्रा के साथ है, यात्रा के अंत में नहीं है. We all think when I will do this, when I will reach there, when I will have this thing in my life, I will be happy. But when we reach there, we got so many problems. So enjoy the flow every day. Meditation, second meaning means, keep your mind in present. Bring your mind in the present. Sometimes we are lost in future, sometimes we are lost in the past. And we don't enjoy the present. I am retired now. I have not done anything. So go on enjoying every day, every second. That is why they say present means present. Present means gift. This second is a gift given by the God. Let me enjoy. And now we will listen to a beautiful song. What is the life? And we all will sing from inside. Because all stress management techniques are how you ventilate your feelings, how you express your feelings. Non-expressive personality depresses immune system. That is why it is very important is to express yourself. In one of the study, they saw those who were walking with the dog, they had less heart attack. Why? They were talking to dog very nicely. How are you, doggy? Everything okay? And second thing, they say, when we tell dog to something, it don't give reply. But when we talk to human being, it bites. So it's, they are comfortable with dog and this. So expression. This is a very beautiful exercise. When we clap, we develop our both hemispheres. So whenever situation comes, every day 5 minute exercise will give you the boost here. Then you don't need cigarettes, alcohol or to stimulate this one.
प्यारी का गीत है, इसे हर दिल को गाना पड़ेगा, जिंदगी हम का सागर भी है, उस पार
इज अबाउट पॉजिटिव साइड नेगेटिव साइड, बट आई हैव टू क्रॉस नेगेटिव साइड बाय फीलिंग ऑफ हैप्पीनेस. नेक्स्ट. Every person responds to situation according to their level of behaviors, according to behavior psychology, as per Maslow principle. Everyone got stress according to their own personality factors. Majority intellectual people, they get stuck up here because ultimate craving of a human being is appreciation, recognition. And if we don't get appreciation and recognition in our life, we get depression. So nowadays, because if no one is appreciating you, I remember a lady went to a party, a high profile lady, and she, when she come back from the party, she had a depression. What happened while talking to her? She went with a beautiful ring of $1 million in the party. And all the time she was doing that somebody should admire the ring, like if I got a good watch, I will do all the time like this. But nobody admired the ring, she come back with a depression. So that is why appreciation is a human craving. But I cannot depend on this craving for others. Otherwise, personality factor according to Dr. Thomas Harris, I am not okay, you are okay. So that person will always want appreciation. No, you are okay, you are okay, you can do. Nowadays we want tough personality. I am okay, you are okay, everything is okay. In spite of negative thing, problems, and latest version is now, according to SQ principle, whatever I am. In Hindi we say, main jo hoon, jaisa hoon, bahut achha hoon. Because my thumbprint don't match with anyone in the world. So I am a unique person. So why I should compare to Bill Gates or Madhuri Dixit? I am beautiful. Whatever I am. So whenever I come out in the morning, come out positively. I am okay. You are okay. Everything is okay. Otherwise, I am okay. You are not okay. This is an ego personality. And one is, I am not okay. He will walk like this. He will walk like this. Always get problem here. That is why arthritis is very common. Whenever we go and see God, we have to go bend over this thing. That is why all the beautiful temples, they were built so that person when he's entering, he should go like this. So the, yes, close down. So first principle is accepting yourself as a beautiful human being and tell every day, come out in the morning with the word God, G. G-O-D. I will just give the management on three words. God, G. G means generator. When you come out in the morning, start your generator. In reprogramming your software every day. That is called meditation. Write your software for today. How I am going to impact today on the world? Today is a beautiful day. Today is a new day. Let me enjoy today. So in the morning after exercise, generate your mind. Write your software. After exercise, sit down, listen to music. and go to your subconscious and write your software. In the daytime, operate. In the morning, planning. In the daytime, management, action. And in the night, delete. Destroy. What I have to destroy? Whatever went wrong today. Somebody said something, don't keep it here, otherwise computer will take lot of bytes and there will be no empty space. In the night, let go, jane do, let go. Don't carry forward of negative program of today to tomorrow. Don't carry forward of your work program to home, home to work. Keep at home, keep at workplace. And in the night, before you sleep, do one good exercise. You all can raise your right hand. Yeah. And give good pat to yourself. You are beautiful. Appreciate before you sleep. I am a beautiful. You will never get a frozen shoulder if you will do 3-4 times in a day. So in the end, I will say, your attitude determines your altitude. Stress is not important. Situation is not important. Your attitude determines your altitude. I will finish with a positive attitude. One joke. One husband, he was running an election of a Rotary Club as a vice president. He lost the election. So when he come back home with a sulky face, his wife was very positive. She say, why you are worried? You lost the election there. At home, you are vice president. I am the president. Thank you very much.
Very good. Thank you very much, Dr. Prem Masan. Now, there is one announcement. Dr. Sanjeev Agrawal is called at GHRC Global Hospital just now. And another announcement, if there is any urologist or nephrologist here, kindly meet Dr. Banarsi Bhai after the session. Now, I will request Dr. Manu Kothari, who is the best speaker and professor of anatomy at Mumbai KM Hospital, a great admirer of Brahma Kumaris, and he has got so many divine virtues, and he always walks his talk. So, I invite for his ideas about stress management, Dr. Manu Kothari.
Om Shanti. Kokilaben, Prem, who has given a lot of Prem just now, Sachin, who is to follow, and friends. I think stress has so much been discussed that, somebody said, I have read so much about the dangers of smoking that I have given up reading. In a similar fashion, I have come to feel that let us accept stress as it is, as it comes. But the best way of managing stress would be to divinize every moment, make no distinction between this moment and any other moment. Consider poem, that is perfection of each moment, and that probably lightens your burden, lightens the burden of existence, and chugs you along. In Nagpur, there is a Sant Gadge Cancer Hospital, and Gadgeji Maharaj has written one Advaitic poem, which I take your permission to sing, because there is an emphasis that in everything that is around, just see divinity. Just see divinity in the wagging of the tail of a dog. Just see divinity in a flower. Just see divinity in the transparency of water. Just see divinity in the waft of a breeze and the shaft of a sunshine. And you will suddenly feel that you own the entire world and the stress level will come down. The poem goes like this. Sab desh me tu, sab vesh me tu. तेरे नाम अनेक तू एक ही है तेरी रंग भूमि यह विश्व भरा सब खेल में मेल में तू ही तू है सब रोग में भोग में तू ही तू है. सिटी ड्वेलर्स कंप्लेन अबाउट गर्मी, बहुत गर्मी है. देन आई हैव टू टेल देम, सर इट मस्ट रेन 9 months अपवर्ड सो दैट इट कैन रेन 3 months डाउनवर्ड, अदरवाइज बारिश कैसे गिरा. नाउ लुक एट दिस पोएट्स रेन. सागर से उठा बादल बन के, बादल से गिरा जल हो करके, फिर नहर बना नदियां गहरी, तेरे भिन्न प्रकार तू एक ही. सब देश में तू, सब वेश में तू, तेरे नाम अनेक तू एक ही है. चीटी से भी अणु परमाणु बना, सब दिव्य जगत का रूप लिया, कहीं पर्वत वृक्ष विचार बना, सौंदर्य तेरा तू एक ही है. यह दिव्य दिखाया है जिसने, वह है गुरुदेव की पूर्ण दया, टुकड़ा कहे और न कोई द्विजा, बस मैं और तू सब एक ही. It is said that a filsuf, a Mohammedan filsuf, saint wanted to see God. So God gave him appointment. So he visited God's room and knocked. God says, who's there? He says, tera banda bar khada hai. God slammed the door. He says, come again. Not yet. You are not fit. Then another appointment. Finally, in the third appointment, God said, who's there? The son says, are yaar, tu hi bar khada hai, khol de yaar. तो खोल दिया. आई थिंक वी रिफ्यूज टू रिकग्नाइज अवर डिविनिटी विच इज देयर. आई हैड गॉट अप टू आस्क अ क्वेश्चन ऑन द माइंड सेशन. 5 years अगो देर वॉज ए इंटरनेशनल न्यूरोलॉजिकल कांग्रेस वेर दी वेरिडिक्शन वॉज गिवन बाय स्वामी रंगनाथानंद एंड द क्वेश्चन अरोज वेर इज माइंड एंड वॉट इज माइंड. देर इज नो कंक्लूशन डिराइव्ड एट, बट आई हैव ए पैरेलल. Please do not say God in me, because if God in me and God in BC, in between there may be Satan. I in God, he in God, you are in God because God is much larger than you. You are in God. In a similar fashion, I have a feeling, considering the abstractness of the mind and the reach of the mind, you are in mind, mind is not in you. No wonder you are not able to locate it here, not able to locate it in the head of foot of the toe, and I have a feeling that the subtle body which is there, that is where your mind resides. And therefore, I am coming to feel that instead of waiting for a great moment to arrive, why not create every moment as the great one? Greet it. Because two perceptions as a medical person cast before my existence. My body is called Deha, kyunki uska dahan hone wala hai. That is how the word is come. My body is called Sharira. Kshayate iti Shariram. This body ages every moment and one day is going to disappear. Thirdly, with each breath, I first inspire, then I expire. I just now expired. You can declare it publicly. Manu Kothari expired in the hall. Only thing, because the next breath arrived, he continues to talk. And it's a strange thing. You cannot take the breath. Breath is given to you. Breath is given to you. Because if you were to take the breath, you will need volition. And in deep sleep, you have no volition. In fact, you come to my place, chai piyega? Nahi. Coffee piyega? Nahi. You say no because you have capacity to say yes. About breath, nobody says, aaj mera mood nahi, aaj mujhe nahi lena hai. Moral of the story, from a bank account, I think Vinoba said, we come with a breath balance. Ek breath diya. Then there is a great pause. फिर देखेगा है कि नहीं. बोला नहीं है. अरे साहब इसका तो 68,000 crore रुपीज का सेविंग है. यू नो आई एम रिफरिंग टू somebody who recently died. At that time it was 68,000 crore रुपीज. He was in Bridge Candy Hospital. But भगवान said, please tell that man that a breath cannot be purchased, cannot be taken on loan, cannot be transferred in any account, cannot be smuggled and cannot be imported. In fact, 50 years in KM, one thing we have realized, death and disease have nothing to do with each other. If the healthy do not always survive and the disease do not always die, ladies and gentlemen, the cause of death is the silliest sentence that doctors utter. Death is a function of time, disease is a course of the body. And therefore, we as doctors, ourselves should set an example to greet every moment in its magnanimity, in its munificence, in its godliness. Otherwise, bishona karte karte mein pura jeevan beet gaya, sone ka mauka hi nahi mila. Some of we people keep on accumulating and postpone happiness. Now we will define what is happiness. You see, B-E-S-T, B for breathing, breathe well. That's what we are being taught. Eat well. Now, how to eat well? I think there are three things. Firstly, when you eat, realize you are meeting God incarnate. The marble statue in the temple does not sustain you, but the chapati in the plate sustains you. And therefore, that is Shiva. You are Jiva. Shiva is sustaining Jiva. Shiva is becoming Jiva. Do not look at food as food. Food is God personified. It sustains you. Therefore, even if you get a dry piece of bread, enjoy it. Take it in. One. Secondly, eat slowly. Ghai kaya. What is the hurry? Four Americans had visited Dalai Lama in his heydays when the Chinese had not swallowed Tibet. And in the course of the meal, they said, one Captain Nicholson, he crossed the Atlantic in 3.5 hours. Dalai Lama shook his head at the end of the meal. He beckoned that man. He says, are you the person who crossed the Atlantic in 3.5 hours? He said, yes, sir. Dalai Lama says, can I ask you a question about it? He says, you can ask me many questions. Dalai Lama says, I only want to know, what was the hurry about, yaar? So, ladies and gentlemen, when you sit to eat, remember Lord Krishna, Aham Vishwa Naro Bhutva Praninam Deha Asitam. The God is sitting in your stomach and you are offering prasad. And therefore, food time is prayer time. Food time is gratitude time. Drinking water is gratitude. A time is going to come when a glass of water is going to cost more than a wristwatch. An Arab king was lost in a desert. He was very thirsty and then he found somebody with a matka of water, a fakir with a matka of water. The king goes there and says, give me a glass of water. He says, what will you give? He says, take half my kingdom. A glass pani diya. The pani was so good. The king says, aur ek glass de. What will you give? Take whole my kingdom. Theek hai. Dono pani glass bhar diya. The king was a fair person. He tells, now you are Raja, I am Praja, chalo. Fakir says, I don't want to come. He said, look, now my kingdom is yours. Fakir says, Sala, your kingdom is not worth 2 glasses of water. I don't want to come. And water is divine. Nobody till today can explain why ice is heavier, lighter than water. Why ice looks heavy. But it floats in water. Because God said, if ice were heavy, it would sink and kill all the fishes. And therefore, God told water, disregard physics. And you know, in college days, we were told, anomalous expansion of water, abnormal expansion of water. The idiot of a physicist says, "Arey, water, how can you expand? We have been taught that when you cool, you must contract." Water said, go to hell, God has told me to expand. And secondly, The Passion of Christ is a movie which is running now. Christ's disciples had gathered. Lord Byron had to write an essay on the Last Supper. And this is how he wrote. He says, the Roman captors had given to Christ only a loaf of bread and a jug of water. But the story says that Christ gave bread which was flesh of his flesh and then gave wine which was his blood, which was red. But how come he got wine? So he says, Christ first parted with bread and then just opened the lid of the jug and looked how much water is there. At which time water saw its master and blushed. Pani ke muh par lali chha gayi aur pani ka sharab ho gaya. For you are surrounded by divinity. You are surrounded by completeness. Once Harindra Dave a very good friend of mine, it was 1st January, and I said, Harindra Bhai, Happy New Year. And that was the time when our learned Prime Minister, who knew 11 languages and therefore could tell the same lie in 11 different languages, namely Narasimha Rao, had just been discovered to have had 173 crore scandal on urea. So, Harindra Dave was depressed. He says, what is there to be happy about? I said, today, in my wife's garden, I met one Rajanigandha, and Rajanigandha told me, Manu, your search for beauty, divinity and truth should better end here. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no need to go to Badrinath. If you see a single leaf or a single leaf flower, you are looking at God. Supposing you are traveling from here to Ahmedabad and you had a lot of Coca-Cola on the way, and on the way you want to go and ease yourself, you have finished it and you are just zipping up, somebody says, wait. You look around, nobody is there. Wait, and suddenly you realize that the little flower between the two rocks is sticking out and telling you, wait. You say, are, I have got a meeting. Okay, what is it? The flower says, collect Harshad Mehta's money, Ketan Parekh's money, Ambani's money, apna Lakshmi Mittal ka shaadi hua uska money. Okay. Just make one flower. Anyways, wo to nahi ho sakta hai. To maine ye kehta hu कि यदि आपको एक पैर का दर्शन हो गया, क्या क्यों जाने की जरूरत. आई वेंट टू बद्रीनाथ. देर इज अ वेरी नाइस एक्सपीरियंस इन द पास्ट. स्वामी रंगनाथ अनन्यानंद इन 1930 वॉज एट बद्रीनाथ, एंड देट वॉज द टाइम वेन यू टू ट्रच 10 माइल्स फ्रॉम द नियरेस्ट बस स्टॉप. हियर इज स्वामी अनन्यानंद जी यंग, एंड एन ओल्ड तमिलियन जेंटलमैन ऑलमोस्ट ब्लाइंड हैड जस्ट ट्रच, ही कुड नॉट सी, एंड ही वॉज ट्राइंग टू गो अप द स्टेप्स. सो स्वामी अनन्यानंद हेल्प्ड हिम. They made a round darshan and came down. And then Ananyananji asked him, ki when you can't see, why did you come all along here? And he says, I know I can't see, but he can see me. You see, God in His munificence gives us a beautiful sunset, a beautiful sunrise, a pleasant winter, a pleasant summer, a glass of water, a loaf of bread, too close to wear, a child to laugh at. What do you take? We should realize a very nice incident. Ashtavakra Muni was camping outside Janakpuri, and Janak Videhi, the philosopher, went to the Muni and said, ke atma ka marma mujhe samjhaiye. So the guru says, what dakshina will you give? He says, take half my kingdom. Muni said, take full kingdom. So Janak said, probably he wants to open another Koregaon Park ashram, because this money is not enough. He says, I can't take a loan. He says, Prabhu, is this not enough? He says, Rajan, give something which belongs to you. But he says, I am the king. I'll show you a document. He says, was the kingdom there before you were born? He said, yes. So you didn't bring it? When you have come to meet me, have you tied it round your neck? He said, no. When you die, will you leave the kingdom behind? He said, yes. You belong to kingdom. Kingdom does not belong to you. You belong to your Mercedes. Mercedes doesn't belong to you. You belong to your makan. In fact, let me tell you, the ghadiyar which you are wearing is a put on. The clothes which you are wearing is put on. Ultimate analysis, when the body is not yours. And therefore, the Rajan asked, then what is it mine? What is mine? And he said, Rajan, give me your mind. It travels with you to Abu. It is there in the trade. It is there in the sleep. It is there in your dreams. It is there in the swimming pool. And therefore, probably, we can teach our children and ourselves that the sole possession that we have is mind. And if Vivekananda would say, mind your mind, and then nothing matters really. And therefore, I would conclude by saying that we are born emperors and we die beggars. We are born emperors and die beggars, which was because we deny the divinity of each moment, which comprises a good breath, good eating, that is the second E. The third is a good sleep. What is sleep? Greek mythology says, sleep or somnus is born when nix or nisha marries mort or death. Look at the kalpana. When mrityu marries night, when death marries night, sleep is born because you're half dead. And therefore, as Prem said, destroy all your misgivings and prejudices. As Herbert Spencer says, undress yourself and have a good sleep. And finally, if you do this, you will think well. We must think well. And thinking, not for personal gain. Thinking, not for self-gain all the time, but to tell the good Lord. You know, when I have come here, I am enjoying myself. When I leave from here, and if I go with a bad face and a sour face, nahi majaya, Banarasi Bhai and others, and Ashok Mehta, are going to feel that, kya ho gaya, Manu Bhai, what happened? In a similar fashion, we have come here to stay for a short while, and if we are going to be unhappy, God is going to say, yaar, itna diya, phir bhi pura nahi hua. Come on. And therefore, the ultimate player, ladies and gentlemen, chahe koi khush to chahe galiyan hazar de, mast ram ban ke zindagi ke din guzar de. To see God everywhere, I think Swami Dayanand rightly says, there is no difference between God and His creation. You know, I have an intellectual question. We tell the child, God is everywhere. God is everything. Then he says, why I can't see God? Then you tell them Ghalib's two lines when Ghalib was drinking on the steps of a mosque and the Qazi comes and says, ye to khuda ka ghar hai, aap yahan daru nahi pi sakte. To Ghalib ne wo jo gaya tha na, Qazi sharab peene de, masjid mein baith kar, ya wo jagah bata de jahan par khuda na ho. And we have a parallel story. God's chief executive is Maya. Maya does everything. And God thought that everybody will thank Maya, but people started slamming doors in the face of Maya and started cursing. So Bhagwan ko report pahunch gaya ki tumhari Maya thik nahi hai. So Maya came and Maya says, Bhagwan, aapka kya hukam hai? Bhagwan says, get out away from me. I don't want to see your face. So Maya says, thik hai, but you show me where you are not. I will go and put myself there. And therefore, God in everything, God everywhere, God here and now. I call it Gahan, God is here and now, because death is here and now. Till today, you know, a king was sitting in a palmist cave and says, aap 6 mahine ke baad marne wale hain. So everybody was depressed, but the Vidushi started jumping. So God says, why are you jumping? He says, Maya, meri to 6 second bhi decided nahi hai whether I will be surviving or not, but you are granted 6 months. Moral of the story is, we as medicos should affirm the ephemerality of life. Like Robert Louis Stevenson said, life is briefer than the flicker of a matchstick. Having affirmed the ephemerality of life, we should confirm our own mortality. There is a skipper of song. Doctor, doctor, will I die? Yes, my child, and so will I. And having affirmed our morality, ladies and gentlemen, let us celebrate every God-given breath, every God-given moment, every God-given chapati, every God-given waft of air, and God will say, my son, I think you are all right. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Kothari. Now, I request Dr. Sachin Parab to share his ideas. He is a research coordinator in pharmacy company and associated with CAD regression project. He has got very divine personality. He is peaceful, calm and quiet, sound and stable. And he is practicing meditation and spirituality since many years. Dr. Sachin Parab, kindly give your views.
Om Shanti. Supreme Father, Almighty Authority, distinguished guest on the dais, Dr. Manu Kothari, Dr. Prem, Dr. Kokila, and all the senior doctors. I think you can see from my face the amount of stress I am under. Dr. Manu Kothari's age you can guess. Dr. Prem is also near completing his first half century. My age is 32 years old. Physical body's age. On top of that, last night I have not slept. The reason is not because of this lecture. The train comes at 3 o'clock in the morning. And if you sleep, you might go ahead. You might miss the station. So I have not slept. So with this preparation, I think I am the right person to speak on stress management. I thank Dr. Ashok Mehta for giving me this opportunity. Before starting, I'll share my experience. Once I went to South India, where a similar talk was arranged, and I had to speak on stress management. The talk was in Hindi, and you know, people do not understand Hindi, so there was a translator kept. And our sister was translating my speech. I spoke for nearly 20 minutes, and she translated it in one sentence. So, I came under stress. So, I again forcefully spoke for next 10 minutes. She again translated in one sentence. Then I thought that I must stop. Then I said thanks and I stopped. But I was very curious what our sister has translated. So I approach her and I ask her, "Sister, I think your language is very powerful. Can you tell me what you translated, how you translated my speech?" Then she said, "Doctor, it was very simple. The first 20 minutes what you spoke, the translation was, so far he has not talked anything new." The next 10 minutes translation was, "I don't think he will talk anything new." And in the end she said, "I was right." So stress management is such a topic, I think any one of you can come here and speak on it. So you might also feel that so far we have not heard anything new. So I am not going to tell you all those things which you have heard. I'll just share my experiences with the patients and people whom I learn. See, giving talk is very easy. What I learned so far, you keep on asking the questions to the audience, what we call in English facilitation, and get the answer and share those experiences in the next speech, and your speech is over. Stress, I'll touch those points which are, I think, are not touched upon. Many people look at stress as something to be negative, to be avoided, which is not the case. My personal opinion is that stress is life. And this echoes with the opinion of Dr. Hans Seil, who is the father of stress research. Once his student approached Dr. Hans Seil and said, "Sir, give me one formula so that in my life I do not face any stress." That Hans Seil took him, "Okay, come with me." He took him to the graveyard and said, "Student, come and lie down here. You will not have any stress." Most of the time when we say stress management, what we mean usually is distress management, not stress management. Because without stress, we will not get out of the bed. Stress is a response. Stress, tension and pressure, these are the words which we have borrowed from physics. Stress is a response, non-specific response to any demand made upon it. And we are constantly responding. Only when this response is causing damage to ourselves, mind and body, or in which other languages cortisol is released, then only it is harmful, and we need to manage this distress. So stress is not bad. That's why there are two words, eustress and distress, which Dr. Prem Masin has showed. Stress, when it is motivating us, causing concern, then it is good, beneficial. But when it is causing distress, so our aim should be to manage distress. Two more syndromes which are appropriate to be mentioned here. The one is Ross and Boss. You must have heard about these two syndromes, Ross and Boss. Ross is rust out stress syndrome, and Boss, which Dr. Avdesh Sharma has touched upon, burnout stress syndrome. Either you burn out or you rust out. And what we need in our life is the optimum stress level, what we call in short form OSL. And very beautiful quotation which I like and which I follow is that about happiness. Happiness is that space, little space between too much and too little. We should be able to live in that space between too much and too little, so that we do not rust out and we do not burn out. So that balance should come. But as all others, our former speakers have shared, the problem with doctors is that they are very good advisors and not the followers. They know what is to be done and what is not to be done. And in our Brahma Kumaris, there is one beautiful quotation. We say, ki vyas sabhi ban gaye, abhyas koi nahi karta. I think we must pressure on this, ki humko abhyas ki zarurat hai. I think we have got enough knowledge. Even 1% if we practice, we can keep our stress at bay. There are many things we can share. When stress is there, how we manage the stress? Some ineffective ways of coping, which I think if you understand, we can manage our stress in a little better way. First, most commonly practiced stress management, which I have seen in my practice, is transfer your stress to others. And this is what is happening, and we all know. When a boss comes to the office and he is shouting, what we must understand? He must have had fight with spouse, partner. Or when someone comes in the home and shouts, then something wrong must happen. So we keep on transferring our stress to the others. We have seen in medical colleges, when there is something goes wrong with the patient, the consultants fires registrar. Registrar will fire housemate. Housemaid will fire nurse, and nurse will fire ward boy. What that poor ward boy will go? He has got only one bottle left, that is the bottle of spirit. And he becomes spiritual. I don't know who has given this name, but it's a very beautiful name, spiritual, spirit to the alcohol. Maybe the experience which people experience during meditation is something similar to what people, inhibition of the inhibition, what we say in medical terminology. And this is what the second coping mechanism, ineffective coping, what we have been constantly bombarded through televisions and serials, is that when you are under stress, go to the attitude adjustment hour. Once we went to Goa, in Goa, you know, every alternate shop is the shop of beer or alcohol. In one shop it was written very nice message. Come and lie down here, you will go to the heaven. That is very interesting. How we can go to the heaven? Because the explanation was given that if you come here, drink alcohol, you will not go outside and commit sin. And since you do not commit sin, you will go to heaven. So, this is also a negative way of coping with stress. Third negative way of coping with the stress is also very commonly practiced, is the blame game. We keep on blaming others for our stress. Everyone blames others, like parents blame their children. It is because of you my blood pressure is raised. Workers blame their bosses. Ye AC mein aata hai, AC mein jata hai, kaam to hum karte hai. Ya boss bolta hai, टेंशन क्या होता है मुझे पता है, ये लोग क्या काम करते हैं. वी कीप ऑन ब्लेमिंग अदर्स. बट देयर इज टू न्यूज, इफ यू कैन रिमेंबर द टू न्यूज अबाउट द स्ट्रेस, इज दैट वन इज बैड न्यूज एंड वन इज गुड न्यूज. द बैड न्यूज अबाउट द स्ट्रेस इज वी क्रिएट अवर स्ट्रेस. दिस इज द बैड न्यूज. दिस इज अ ब्लो टू द ईगो. नो वन इज एल्स इज क्रिएटिंग अवर स्ट्रेस. देयर इज अ ट्रिगर, एंड बिकॉज ऑफ दैट ट्रिगर वी थिंक इन अ negative way. And what our sisters say, very beautiful slogan which I like from our management sisters. They say, if you think what you always thought, if you think what you always thought, you will do what you always done. And if you do what you always done, you will get what you always got. So if you are always getting stress, it means you are creating your own stress. This is the bad news. And the good news about the stress is, you will be shocked, the good news is that we create our stress. This is a good news. Why? Because if someone else is creating my stress, then I am helpless. My remote control is someone else's hand. But when I am creating my stress, yes, I have got a choice. I can change. What Dr. Prem Masan said, and even Dr. Girish Patel keeps on saying, I don't know what he said yesterday, situations are never stressful. It is our perception towards the situation, how we perceive the things. And if we can change our perceptions through anything, by anything, we can control our stress. So this is one thing which I would like to say. These are all negative ways of coping, and there are better ways of coping with the stress which we can follow. There is beautiful saying in Hindi for stress. We say ki agar, if you want to remain healthy, in Hindi or Ayurveda si ki aapka paav garam, pet naram aur sir thanda hona chahiye. Paav garam, pet naram and sir thanda. Paav garam means you must be continuously exercising so that the circulation improves. Pet naram means you should eat healthy foods, vegetables and fruits, and sir thanda hona chahiye. Abhi ke zamane mein total ulta ho gaya hai. It's a age of automatic. Remote control aa gaya hai. Pehle ke zamane mein we used to hear the noise of washing the clothes. Jab kapde bahut zor se patak diye jate the, samajhta tha kuch to gadbad hai. That female is taking her stress out. Abhi to wo chance bhi nahi raha. Aap kapde bhi patak nahi sakte kyunki washing machine aa gayi hai. Hum khana jo khate hai, it is known as fast food. Maybe because it makes us sick very fast. That's why it is known as fast food. And our Dr. B.C. Mehta said us, told me 2 weeks back that America has taken revenge on the whole world. And America's way of revenge on Pearl Harbor attack was through McDonald's. America has spread McDonald's restaurant everywhere. And McDonald's is America's way of taking revenge on Pearl Harbor. We are using this fast food, which is not good. So, pet naram ke bajaye pet tight ho gaya. And sir thanda hone ke bajaye sir garam ho gaya. So, if you can remember some simple things, I think we can manage our stress better ways. Few more things which I would like to add. One thing which sums up everything. This is a quotation from Vedas, which has tremendously changed my life. And it has influenced me in a very powerful way. The only reason, the quotation goes this way, the only reason we are not experiencing bliss in the present moment, what Dr. Manu Kotai said, divinity is everywhere. But why we are not able to experience this? It says we are not able to experience bliss in the present moment is that we are focusing on what we don't have. We are always focusing on what is missing. And if we change this and we always thank God for what we have, we never thank our teeth until it gives pain to us. We never thank our heart because it is doing perfect functions. Developing this attitude of gratitude will increase the bliss in our life, will increase the contentment in our life. So this change in attitude towards day-to-day life event, I think we can control our stress, manage our stress in a better way. In the end, I'll say some poem on this attitude transformation. Dr. Prem Masand has said ki just by changing our attitude we can change our whole world. And in next 3 days I think whole emphasis will be on changing this attitude. This poem is written by one of my friend. It's in Hindi. And it's on the attitude, and I like this poem very much because doctors are
well versed with the technical knowledge, and I agree with Dr. Prem Masan, we need to focus on software. So this is the software which I am going to share with you. The poem goes this way. The title is Nazariye Ka Khel Hai Sara. Nazariye Ka Khel Hai Sara. Nazariye Ne Doopto Ko Tara. Nazariye Ka Khel Hai Sara. Nazariye Ne Doopto Ko Tara. कोई दुनिया को खेल देखे, कोई दुनिया को खेल देखे तो कोई दुनिया को जेल देखे। एक मुस्काए और एक रोए बेचारा, ये नजरिए का खेल है सारा। किसी को ये सफर बहुत भाए, किसी को ये जीवन का सफर बहुत भाए। कोई सोचे दुनिया में ही क्यों आए, किसी को ये सफर बहुत भाए। कोई सोचे इस दुनिया में ही क्यों आए, अरे आंखें बंद हो तुम्हारी तो क्या देखे नजारा, ये नजरिए का खेल है सारा। आओ जो पल है हंसकर गुजारे, कहीं कुछ बिगड़ा है तो उसे सवारे। आओ जो पल है उसे हंसकर गुजारे, कहीं कुछ बिगड़ा है तो उसे सवारे। लेकिन पहले सोच को जाता सवारा, ये नजरिए का खेल है सारा। नहीं इस जिंदगी से कुछ भी बढ़कर, नहीं इस जिंदगी से कुछ भी बढ़कर। कोई खुदकुशी करे फंदे पर चढ़कर, नहीं इस जिंदगी से कुछ भी बढ़कर। कोई खुदकुशी करे फंदे पर चढ़कर। वी आर सीइंग इन मुंबई देयर आर ग्रुप सुसाइड्स अकरिंग एंड सुसाइड हैज बिकम परमानेंट सॉल्यूशन टू अ टेम्पररी प्रॉब्लम। नहीं इस जिंदगी से कुछ भी बढ़कर। कोई खुदकुशी करे फंदे पर चढ़कर। यह तख्ता और तख्त हजारा, यह नजरिए का खेल है सारा। समुद्र सारा कोई घर छान ले, लेकिन एक बात को पहले जान ले। नहीं कहीं नजरिए सा सहारा, ये नजरिए का खेल है सारा। इसलिए अच्छा सा नजरिया बनाना, कमाना हो अच्छा नजरिया कमाना। चाहे न जाना बलक बकारा, ये नजरिए का खेल है सारा। नजरिए ने डूबतों को तारा। सो with few these sharings, I would end my talk with stories, because my experience so far is that people forget everything whatever told to them. They just remember the stories. If you ask them in the 10 was the session, they said, "Achha tha, lekin wo kahani bahut achhi thi." So we always share this kahani. I don't know you have heard this or not. It's about the singing parrots in Africa, and it gives the message which Dr. Manu Kothari and Prem Bhai has shared. Once an Indian merchant goes to Africa to buy the singing parrots. He buys one parrot, comes back to India. And that parrot is singing, he can sing, talk in all the languages. After a few years, the merchant goes back to Africa. Their chance comes that he has to go back. He asks his parrot, ki whether you have got any message for your friends in Africa. Parrot says, "No, just tell them I am okay." So he goes back, that merchant, and tells his friends in Africa, ki your friend in India has given the message for you that he is okay. The moment he says, gives this message, one parrot from that Africa, singing parrot, he collapses. The merchant sochta hai ki sachmuch mein dono ka bahut pyar raha hoga. Isko uski yaad aayi hogi, isliye uske yaad mein isne sharir chhod diya. He comes back to India and gives the same message to the Indian parrot, says ki jaise maine kaha usko ki tumhara dost acha hai, usme se ek to tha murchit hoke gir gaya, usne apna sharir chhod diya. The moment he says here, this parrot also again collapses. Then he says barabar, dono ka aapas mein bahut pyar hai, sachmuch mein isne bhi uske yaad mein apna sharir chhod diya. To pinjre ka darwaza kholta hai, to jaise hi wo darwaza kholta hai, wo tota ud ke chala jata hai bahar, aur bahar jaake ped pe baith jata hai. That Indian merchant gets very curious. वो कहता है ऐसा क्या मैसेज तुझे दिया तेरे दोस्त ने अफ्रीका के. And parrot gives very good answer. He says, मेरे अफ्रीकन दोस्त ने मुझे बताया कि अगर तुझे पिंजड़े से बाहर निकलना है तो जीते जी मरना सीखो. Learn to die alive. I think this is the whole essence of whole spirituality. Stress management is nothing stress management only, it is the management of life. And this is what Sakshi Bhav or detached and loving things. Learn to die alive. So with this message, I thanks all the organizers and doctors for listening to me patiently. Thank you very much. Om Shanti.
Thank you very much. Dr. Sachin Bhai. Now, after so much information, I think it is very essential to empower the self. And I will request Dr. Prem Masan to give positive thoughts and suggestions. And let us have 10 minutes, 5 minutes meditation, relaxation and positive thinking.
Idea of meditation is to go to subconscious from conscious side. All the methodology taught by different masters is how you reach to your subconscious. So first we will stretch ourselves. So we all will do one stretching exercise. Raise your both hands, exhale out and come back. Again stretch yourself and come back and keep your mind active, alert. Withdraw yourself from everywhere. Focus your energy between two eyebrows. I am beautiful point of light, source of energy. Now, leave all your negative emotions, worries, give away to God. Sab kuch sop do Paramatma ko. Release, let go all your negative energy. Sab kuch sop do. Allow this energy to travel to all the organs of the body. Visualize yourself, feel yourself. Positive healing energy is traveling to all the cells of the body. All cells are receiving oxygen and glucose. All cells are rejuvenating. Heartbeats are normal, coronaries open, blood pressure is normal, blood sugar is normal. Come back to central point again and give vibration of love and peace to all the souls of the world. Let them heal and feel happy. And let's create our own beautiful world. Let's contribute something which I have, which is the gift of the God for the betterment of society and world. Le chalo esi duniya mein.
चल के तुझे मैं ले के चलूं एक ऐसे गगन के तले जहां गम भी न हो आंसू भी न हो बस प्यार ही प्यार पले। आ चल के तुझे मैं ले के चलूं एक ऐसे गगन के तले जहां गम भी न हो आंसू भी न हो बस प्यार ही प्यार पले। एक ऐसे गगन के तले।
कम बैक टू नॉर्मल कॉन्शियस, ब्रीद आउट, रिलैक्स योरसेल्फ। Thank you very much.
Dr. Manu Kothari wants to say something for 2 to 3 minutes. Yes, sir. You can say.
Thank you, Kokilaven. This is in line with the morning discussion on mind and body. And since stress is largely a problem of the mind, there are 2 scientific facts which I wish to present to you. You see, we used to do vagotomy, total vagotomy for peptic ulcer. And then if you read every Jones, following vagotomy, depression, alcoholism, suicide and drug addiction were very common. Then subsequently somebody analyzed the vagi, 83% of fibers are from stomach to the brain and only 17% are from brain to the stomach. More of the story, it is the stomach which feeds the brain with positive impulses. And no wonder, ahar suddho sattva suddhi, sattva suddho dhruva smriti. And therefore, in line with Dr. Bihari said in the morning, you are what you think, and you think what you eat. And therefore, we must respect food because it is the stomach which is going to control the brain. Now bring in line with this, the post cardiac bypass severe depression, which occurs in 25% of people. And I have a feeling it's the heart which feeds the brain. And when the pericardium is cut off, the nerves are cut off, there is sensory neurectomy and obstinate depression is very common. And lastly, take this, that during development, this is not the Victoria terminus of the body. The upper segment of the navel is the Victoria terminus of the body. This is in between. And therefore, the farthest end of our body is our diaphragm because during development, in front of the neural tube is the heart, in front of the cerebrum is the heart and the diaphragm. And therefore, this is the area, heart and lungs above. You consciously breathe and you control your brain, mind. And below, you have the stomach. Take care of the stomach and you take care of the mind. And one more thing, I tell my cardiac patients to eat slowly because the heart is a powerful pump with an air cushion here, air cushion here, air cushion in front, air cushion behind. What about below? Because there is diaphragm. The good Lord, 2 hours after birth, puts an air bubble there on which comes. And therefore, eat relaxedly and slowly. You take care of the heart. And therefore, deep breathing and proper eating is giving respect to our North Pole during embryogenic development. And this is entirely, looks entirely scientific. Thank you.